You're listening to Mower County Sports Live with Sam Hauser.
Yep. It is what it is.
On AM 1480, KAUS.
Hahn, he goes into the paint. Shot blocked by Oturu. Here come the Gophers. McBrayer rifling ahead to Coffey. Into the paint. Layup, no. Rebound down low. Oturu put back. Yes, sir. Daniel Oturu. Another second chance opportunity. He now is in double figures with 10. And Gophers leading 44-31. Their largest lead of the night.
Kind of looked like a freshman at the beginning. You know, I think the nerves a little bit, you know, got to him. But that talent still can overcome a lot. I think what he had 14-8, which is pretty impressive. You know, he did. I mean, I think he's going to be special. I really do. I mean, I think that he's one of the more underrated. When you talk about these big time recruits, he's probably not talked about in that category, but he's going to be terrific. I think the whole freshman class is going to be really good. I think people are going to love them for a long time.
It was Richard Pitino after last night's game. The Gophers, a little bit of a slow start there in the first half, but they pull away and beat Nebraska Omaha there. The highlight from Daniel Oturu, the highlight really on both ends, with the block and then dunk on the other end. He's got the he's in that man-child territory right now, and you know, we're not going to do speculation radio because given the current state of Gopher athletics, it feels pointless. Daniel Oturu's going to be one of the best big men in the Big Ten. Just you watch. Now, I am excited to see what he and Kalischer both do against once we get into Big Ten play, especially Oturu, though, with how synonymous the Big Ten has become with some of these big men over the years, with you know, Michigan State and Purdue and some of the big guys that this conference has produced over the years. I am excited to see what, and not even so much for this year, but just certainly going forward. This is one of those cases here for the Gophers that if they can keep this team together for a couple of years, you know, we'll see what happens. This could be, you know, I made this comparison on Monday, talking with Mike when he makes his appearance on the show here on Mondays. I made this comparison on Monday. It wouldn't surprise me if this men's basketball season ends up being like what we're seeing now with football, where you, hopefully at least the record and the results should be better than what we're seeing now for football if the Gophers stay healthy, which that's a big if given how things went last season. And there's also that they're still not as good as Michigan State, Michigan, Purdue, you know, always up there. Ohio State had a surprising season with Cade Bates-Diop, who's now playing for the Timberwolves. But there are going to be games where we're going to see the Gophers eventually put up 100-plus on Omaha, and then they'll lose some big games, and it'll be, see, getting overexcited about these guys for nothing. It's going to happen. I can tell you right now it's going to happen. Because the freshmen gave up the lead last night, but there are also going to be electric moments like that with Oturu in the regular season, and once Gabe Kalischer gets a little bit more confident with the football or with the basketball in his hand. I don't know. I must have been thinking about Jalen Suggs there for a second. I don't know where I was going there with football. But when Gabe Kalischer has the ball in his hands, when his confidence starts to get going, those that's a inside outside 1-2 punch that you can build a team around. I mean, it's good enough that you got two of the top recruits in the state to stay home. That's been something that's certainly trending in the right direction right now for Richard Pitino and for this Gophers team, with Amir Coffey staying from Hopkins a couple of years ago, and now you got Oturu and Kalischer, and I suppose they're not out of the running for Matthew Hurt. That's really going to be one of the next big sports stories coming up in Minnesota, outside of another coach getting fired or if Jimmy Butler actually gets traded. That's really one of the next big sports stories for Minnesota, what Matthew Hurt ends up deciding, and that should be coming here in the next couple of weeks, because all indications from last basketball season were that he was going to make his decision before his senior season at John Marshall started, so we should be getting that here in the next couple of weeks, and I suppose I haven't heard anything that says Minnesota's like 100% legitimate out of the running, but that's been something that's been good here, that's been trending in the right direction for the last couple of years now. And Oturu and Kalischer are probably going to be guys that you can build a team around, that you can recruit a team around, and that's good. And those guys are, you know, it's not the same in in college basketball as it is in the NBA, where I mean most guys that are considered superstars in the league don't have their agents come crying out to the public like Jimmy Butler's do, or God forbid he asked Jimmy Butler, you know, and nobody even asked Jimmy Butler. There's this insinuation, there's the implication, really, actually would be the better word, that Jimmy Butler, given his status, would be the guy that you bring other superstars to come play for Minnesota, unless your name is Jimmy Butler, and don't ask Jimmy Butler to do anything that doesn't benefit Jimmy Butler. So it's normally in the NBA, you know, guys do that. The best players, they'll recruit some of their friends to come over. It's not a direct comparison in college, but that can be something that can hopefully benefit the Gophers here going forward if they're getting more and more of these guys to stay home. All indications at the time with Isaiah Washington was that a really good pickup, and you know, we'll see how he does this year as a sophomore, talking about him maturing here a little bit more. So internally, you know, we've heard all these high expectations for the Gophers. For, you know, Mike Grimm talked a little bit again here on the show on Monday, talked about that at the end of our conversation. If you listen to the full thing on myaustinminnesota.com, Richard Pitino, and I think that soundbite is a good one for the season, is a good microcosm of the season, that this is going to be a good recruiting class. It's going to be a good freshman class. They're going to be exciting. They're going to have some moments. They're going to also play like freshmen at times, but they're going to be electric. Like that's a pretty good place to just leave the season. Not worry about, we're going to get back to the NCAA tournament, we're going to win this many games, because this team is going to look like freshmen at times. But if Pitino and this coaching staff can find a way to expedite the process a little bit more with Kalshur and Oturu, because that was one of the things, you know, speaking of Matthew Hurt earlier, just talking about Matthew Hurt, that's the other comparison between this Gopher football team and basketball, is you never know how some of these guys are going to respond to the Big Ten. I mean, we saw the Gopher football team start 3-0, everything looks good, and even compared to some past years with football, there were some things that we saw in non-conference play this year that made you think maybe this year will be different. Of course, it wasn't, but you know, again, talking about the Hurt brothers and just not knowing how some of those things are going to translate over to the Big Ten, there's still plenty of time for Michael Hurt to make something of his college career, and I genuinely hope it does. You know, he's got Southeast Minnesota behind him as a Rochester product. He made his way up to the U, and we saw a little bit of progress last year compared to his freshman season, but there was still some of that, just a lack of confidence in not shooting enough. And Pitino talked about that he wanted him to shoot more, especially given all the injuries and Michael Hurt had to play more than anticipated, and he got to shoot the ball. And I mean, anybody that watched him play, John Marshall, knows all the talent in the world is there. He was an incredible basketball player at John Marshall, and his brother Matthew's even better. But you never know. Once these guys get on the big floor against other Big Ten talent, you never know how it's gonna translate. I think we take that for granted sometimes. So we'll see how that plays out here with Oturu and Kalshur. But if it's not this year, then you certainly hope that it ends up working itself out eventually, sooner rather than later going forward. But those two guys do, I really do think that those are going to be two guys that the Gophers can build around here. Maybe, probably not for the next 4 years. I don't know about Kalshur. Oturu seems like a guy that might end up in the NBA sooner rather than later at one point. I don't know if he'll be here 4 years. I don't know if Kalshur might not be here 4 years either as the three-point shooter that he is, but at least for the short term, this basketball team they're in that same Gopher spot of just you wait, boy, I tell you what, just you wait. Year two from now, these guys are a year away from being a year away.
Yep. It is what it is.
So they're in that same boat in that regard, but I have a good feeling about this season here for this Gophers team. A little bit of a slow start last night, but again, it's just it goes back to that comparison that you never know how long it's going to take these guys There are plenty of teams that do it better than Minnesota. It's not an excuse. It's not a defense for these coaches. So let's put that aside. Now, there are teams that do it a lot better than Minnesota does. But, you know, as long as my biggest goal for this season is certainly to see those two play well and Richard Pitino keeping a cork in his wine bottle. Every game last year was, the best teams in college basketball couldn't do what we do with all these injuries that we have. If Kalister and Oturu, play well, have enough moments where they don't look like freshmen, and Richard Pitino keeps his cork in his wine bottle, then we'll be fine. Now, he seems to like this team, and he should. But we'll come back on the other side here on Mulward County Sports Live. We still have these Gopher football tickets, Gopher basketball tickets. If you want to get your hand on these, four-pack of tickets to next Monday's game with the Utah Utes, 507-437-7666. Again, 507-437-7666. But coming up next year on Mulward County Sports Live, uncomfortable story for the Vikings resurfaced yesterday. We'll get to that next.